Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Good afternoon. God bless you. Let me tell you about my Jesus. He could be your Jesus too. Amen. I had the most interesting logging in experience today. All of a sudden, things that worked don't. Things that didn't do. Isn't that interesting? My old chat room decided to come back up, and now I can't seem to get things to promote to Facebook and Twitter and to Blog Talk Radio. It all looks like it, but it doesn't send. So praise God. It's all okay. Jesus has me covered. Amen. Father God, we praise you and we honor you, glorify your name. We thank you, Father God, for all your good and perfect gifts. We know that you have this covered. Whatever the situation is, we plead the blood of Jesus and we thank you for all good and perfect gifts, and everything that's wonderful and true comes from you. We honor you, Father God. Yes, indeed we do. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Father God, you've given me blessings. You poured out blessings on me I cannot even contain. I ask you to send a devourer far away to the depths of hell where he came from. I ask you to heal broken hearts and set captives free. I ask you to heal us, Father God, in every area of our lives. Whether it's a broken heart, broken spirit, Father God, health, finances, whatever it is, Father God, family relationships, heal relationships, Father, please, in Jesus' name, heal what needs fixing to your glory and to your honor and to your praise, in Jesus' name. Bless the reading of your word, Father God. Bless the ears that hear and the hearts to receive what you have for us, Lord, in spirit and in truth. Use us, Father, according to your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. We pray, Father God, that you would bind back all the powers of darkness, make all of our crooked ways straight. You see us in our time of need, Father God. Nothing is a surprise to you. Absolutely nothing. You know every beat of our heart, every flicker of our eye. You knew it all from the foundation of time. You knew what was going to happen in our life. You also knew how we were going to react to every situation. I praise you for that, Father God. I've said it many, many times. You knew everything about me. From the foundation of time, you knew everything that was going to happen in my life. You knew it all. You knew how I was going to react. You knew all the players in my life. You knew how I was going to play out every scene in my life. But it all, you still loved me. Thank you. So great is salvation. Your amazing grace. In Jesus' name, amen. God can do a mighty work through us, despite us. I know that's right. Welcome, everyone, today. Come to the cross of the Savior. King Jesus, there's room at the cross for you. We're going to read, as the Lord wills, Acts 15. Peter preaches salvation through grace. Jesus, 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 name above all names, Lord above all lords, King above all kings. See you in the chat room. God bless you. Go with God. My name's Evangelist Lacey K. Green. Come to LaceyKministries.org, will you? Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the children of the world, old folks, world water, Pray for living water and the bread of life to come to everyone that God has chosen for salvation. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Tag words are men who have risked their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For it is seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us who lay upon you no so great. Well, I didn't finish it, did it? That's okay. I have a heavy heart today. Been having a heavy heart for quite a while now. Sometimes things in life don't work out like you think they're going to, do they? But Jesus has us covered, doesn't he? Sorrow in the night, but joy in the morning. Jesus. Even in our weakness, he will use us and build us up and make us strong. That's right. Acts chapter 15. You know, there are people that want to put you under the law, the Old Testament law, under the Torah. They just want to do it. They want to put you under the law, their kind of law, because that's just the kind of guys they are. Yes, sir. And just the kind of guys they are. You know? And Peter and Paul right here are just telling it like it is. If you're striving to be a law keeper, watch out. If you're striving to be a law keeper. If you're trying to bind the law on other people and not grace, whether it's circumcision or dietary restrictions or anything, you're going to fail if you try to stay under the law. You're going to fail. If you make it so mandatory that you cannot even breathe because the law is what it does. The law failed. That's why Jesus came. Let's read it. Debate over Gentiles keeping the law. Certain men came down from Judea and taught the brethren, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. That was their rhetoric. Therefore, when Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and dispute with them, in other words, they had a big argument about they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain others of them should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and elders about this question. So being sent on their way by the church, they passed through Philosonia, whatever. You'll have to excuse me, I'm just a little bit off today. Through Philosonia. And Samaria, describing the conversion of the Gentiles, and they caused great joy to all the brethren. And when they had come to Jerusalem, they were received by the church and the apostles and the elders, and they reported all things to God that God had done with them. You like that? And they reported all things that God had done with them. And some of the sect of the Pharisees who believed rose up, saying, it is necessary to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses. Peter preaches salvation through grace. So the apostles and the elders came together to consider this matter. Oh, Lord, help us. In Jesus' name, help us. And when there had been much dispute, Peter rose up and said to them, men and brethren, you know that a good while ago God chose among us that by mouth the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe. So God, who knows the heart, acknowledged them and giving them the Holy Spirit just as he did us, and made no distinction between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Now, therefore, why do you test God, putting a yoke on the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? See, putting a yoke on them. Putting a yoke on them. But we believe that through the grace of our Lord Jesus, we shall be saved in the same manner as they. Wow. Don't you love it? Amen. Then all the multitude kept silent and listened to Barnabas and Paul declaring how many miracles and wonders God had worked through them among the Gentiles. And after they had become silent, James answered, saying, Men and brethren, listen to me. In other words, stop talking and listen. Simon has declared how God at the first visit the Gentiles to take them out of the people for his name. And with this, the words of the prophets agree, just as it is written. After this, I will return and will rebuild the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down. I will rebuild the ruins and I will set it up so that the rest of mankind may seek the Lord. Even all the Gentiles who are called by my name as the Lord who does all these things. Wonderful. Known to God from eternity, all are all his works. Therefore, I judge that we should not trouble those who among the Gentiles, from whom the Gentiles who are turning to God, but that we write to them to abstain from those things polluted by idols, from sexual immorality, from things strangled, and from blood. We're not supposed to eat raw meat, by the way, folks. For Moses has had throughout many generations those who preach him in every city, being read in the synagogues after every Sabbath. The council sends an official letter. Okay. Then it pleased the apostles and elders with the whole church and sent chosen men of their country company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, who was also named Barnabas, and Silas, leading men among the brethren. They wrote this letter by them. The apostles and the elders and the brethren to the church who are of the Gentiles at Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia. Greetings. Since we have heard that some of you, some who sent out from us have troubled you with words, unsettling your souls, saying you must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. It seemed good to us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men to you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men who have risked their lives for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have therefore sent Judas and Silas, who will also report the same things by the word of mouth. For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things. No greater burden. You like that? That you abstain from things offered to idols, from blood, from things strangled, and from sexual immorality. If you keep yourselves from these, you will do well. Farewell. In other words, restrain from blood. Don't take on anything that's got blood in it, like raw meat. Cook your meat. So when they were sent off, they came again to Antioch, and when they had gathered the multitude together, they delivered the letter. And when they had read it, they rejoiced over its encouragement. Now Judas and Silas, themselves being prophets also, exhorted the brethren with many words and strengthened them. And after they had stayed there for a time, they were sent back with greetings from the brethren to the apostles. However, it seemed good to Silas to remain there. Paul and Barnabas also remained in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. Then after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let us now go back and visit our brethren in every city where we had preached the word of the Lord and see how they are doing." Now Barnabas was determined to take with him John called Mark. But Paul insisted that they should not take with them the one who had departed from them at Pamphylia and had gone with them to the work. Then the contention became so sharp that they departed from one another, and so Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus. But Paul chose Silas and departed, being committed by the brethren to the grace of God. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. Wow. That's interesting, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, let us see. We got time, so we will go on to 16. Debray and Lystra. Timothy is circumcised. Then he came to Debray and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there, named Timothy, the son of a certain Jewish woman who believed, but his father was Greek. He was well spoken of by the brethren who were there at Lystra and Iconium. Paul wanted to have him go on with him, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were at the region, for they all knew that his father was Greek. And as they went through the cities, they delivered to them the decrees to keep, which were determined by the apostles and the elders at Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily. I really love that, and the church was added to daily. I love that. And when they had gone through Phrygia, the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. Forbidden by the Holy Spirit. You like that? Okay. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Holy Spirit did not permit them. You notice how the Holy Spirit doesn't allow you to do certain things? Isn't that interesting? So by passing by Mysia, they came down to Thoas. And in a vision appeared to Paul in a night. And a vision appeared to Paul in a night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." Now, after he had seen the vision, immediately he sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. Therefore, sailing from Taurus, he ran a straight course to Smithorais, and the next day came to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is the foremost city of the part of Macedonia, a colony. And we were standing in the city for some days. We were staying in the city for some days. And on the Sabbath day, we went out of the city to the riverside, where prayer was customarily made. And we sat down and spoke to the woman who we met there. There was a certain woman named Lydia who heard us. She was a seller of purple from the city of Thyatira, who worshiped God. The Lord opened her heart to heed the things spoken by Paul. And when she and her household were baptized, she begged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay." And she restrained us. You know, she was baptized when she heard the word. The spirit of deviation is cast out. Now it happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed with the spirit of deviation met us who brought her masters much profit in fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaimed to us the way of salvation." And she did this for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, "Come out. I command you in the name of Jesus to come out of her." And he came out that very hour. But when her master saw that their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities. And they brought them to the magistrates and said, "These men, being Jews, exceedingly trouble our city. And they teach customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe." Then the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, and commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, they put them into the inner prisons and fastened their feet in stocks. Philippian jailers converted. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the fountains of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's chains were loosed. The keeper of the prison, waking from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called with a loud voice, saying, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." Then he called for a light, ran in, and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" So they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in the house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes. And immediately he and his family were baptized. And when they had brought him into his house, they set food before them and he rejoiced, having believed in God with all his household. And when it was day, the magistrate sent the officer, saying, "Let those men go." So the keeper of the prison reported these words to Paul, saying, "The magistrates have sent to let you go. Therefore, depart and go in peace." But Paul said to them, "They have beaten us openly, uncondemned Romans, and have thrown us into prison. And now do they put us out secretly? No, indeed. Let them come themselves and get us out." And the officers told these words to the magistrates, and they were afraid when they heard that they were Romans. Then they came and pled with them and brought them out and asked them to depart from the city. So they went out of the prison and entered the house of Lydia. And when they had seen the brethren, they encouraged them and departed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Chapter 17. Now when they had passed through Annapolis and Amphipolis, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. Then Paul, as the custom was, went in to them, and three Sabbaths reasoned with them from the Scriptures, explaining and demonstrating that the Christ had suffered and rise again from the dead, saying, "This Jesus whom I preach to you is the Christ." And some of them were persecuted, and a great multitude of the devout Greeks and not many of the leading women joined Paul, not few of the leading women joined Paul and Silas. In other words, a lot of them. But the Jews who were not persecuted, being envious, took some of the evil men from the marketplace, a gathering mob, set all the city in an uproar, and attacked the house of Jason and sought to bring them out to the people. But when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some of the brethren to the rulers of the city, crying out, "These who have turned the world upside down have come here too." I like that, "these who've turned the world upside down." I really like that. Jason was harbored then, and these are all acting contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, Jesus. And they troubled the crowd and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. So when they had taken security from Jason and the rest, they let him go. In other words, they were bullies, and they were like bullies and took his lunch money, you know. Then the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. And when they arrived, they went to the synagogue of the Jews. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, and that in that they received the word with willingness, with readiness, and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. Wow. Therefore, many of them believed, and also not a few of the Greeks, prominent women as well as men. But when the Jews from Thessalonica learned that the word of God was preached by Paul and Berea, they came there also and stirred up the crowds. Then immediately the brethren sent Paul away to go to the sea, but both Silas and Timothy remained there. So those who conducted Paul brought him to Athens, and receiving a command for Silas and Timothy to come to him with all speed, they departed. Athens, Paul's sermon on Mars Hill. This is one of my favorites. One of my favorite things in this. While Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was provoked within him when he saw that the city was given over to idols. Therefore, he reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and with the Gentile worshipers, and in the marketplace daily with those who happened to be there. Then certain Epicurean and Stoic philosophers encountered him, and some said, "What does this babbler," and it translates seed picker, "want to say?" Others said, "He seems to be a proclaimer of foreign gods, because he preached to them Jesus and the resurrection." And they took him and brought him to the Areopagus, saying, "May we know what this new doctrine is of which you speak, for you are bringing some strange things to our ears. Therefore, we want to know what these things mean." For all the Athenians and foreigners who were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new things, always learning but never able to come to the truth. That's scripture, and that was these men. Then Paul stood in the midst of the Areopagus and said, "Men of Athens, I perceive that in all ways you are religious men." Areopagus is Mars Hill, folks. "For as I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with the inscription 'To the Unknown God.' Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing, I proclaim to you. I proclaim him to you. God, who made the world and everything in it, since he was Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives all life, breath, and all things. He gives to all life, breath, and all things. He has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell in all the face of the earth. He has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their habitation, so that they may seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope or search for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. He is also one of our own, as also one of your own poets said, for we are also his offspring. Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we ought to think that the divine nature is like, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone or something shaped by art or man's devising. Truly these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance to this by all by raising him from the dead. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, they mocked, while others said, "We will hear you again on this matter." However, some men joined him and believed, among them Damnarius, the Aeropite, a woman named Damarius, and others with him. We will begin on chapter 18 next Monday. Next Monday will be the 28th. To God be the glory. Father God, we ask you to bless the reading of your word. We glorify and praise your name. We thank you, Father God, that you allowed the saving grace to the Gentile nations, of which we are one. Thank you, Father. We thank you for Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, that came for all of us, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I thank you for my chat room, Father. I thank you indeed. I sure wish that may have sent, and I just don't know it. Thank you, Lord. Father, we give you glory, 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 in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord God of heaven and earth, as heaven is your throne and the earth is your footstool, I ask you to bend down, Lord God, and hear us. Hear us today, Father. Father God, we thank you that you use us in whatever state of being we're in. Just because we don't feel it doesn't mean you're not doing it. We got to remember that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. That means all things, Romans 8, all things. Just because we don't feel it doesn't mean it's not happening. Thank you, Father, for that. If you've never received Jesus Christ as your Savior, the invitation is always open. He's always there for you and for me. Remember, it's his amazing grace. As long as we will yield and repent, search for him, he will find. He's always there. Always. He loves us. He gave everything up for you and for me. There's room at the cross for you and for me. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's always there listening to you, ready to heal your broken heart and to set you free. Remember, he knew from the foundation of time what you were going to do, what you were going to say, where you were going to go, and all the players in your life. And he knew the outcome of it. But all things work together. All things. It's hard, I know. Father God, we praise you. If you've never received Jesus Christ as your Savior, today is your day. If you've walked away from your first love, come home. If you're struggling, if you have a broken heart, give it to Jesus. Follow along with me and surrender to Jesus. I believe, I receive, I am saved. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He was crucified on the cross at Calvary, rose again after 3 days. I ask him to come into my heart, into my life. Forgive me of all my sins, remembering them no more. No more. I'll end my life for you, Jesus. Thank you for being my Savior, my healer, my comforter, my deliverer, and my best friend. Now, if you said all this, and you believe it with all your heart, you need to go get baptized. Nicodemus asked Jesus all about it, and Jesus told him in John chapter 3. Read it. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21 and following. Baptism saves us. Acts 4, 5 through 12. You heard about Lydia being baptized. You heard about all of it. It's a necessity. It's not an option. Go do it. My name is Evangelist Lacey K. Green. You can reach me at www.laceykministries.org. I'd love to hear from you. Take care of yourselves, okay? Until we meet again. Vio Candias. God bless you. Go with God. Bless your enemies. Don't curse them. Pray in the morning, pray in the evening, pray in the noontime, pray in the evening. Pray when you lay your head down at night. Pray all the time, pray in between. Pray, pray, pray. Seek the Lord. He has the answers. He'll tell you what you need to know by and by when the morning comes. God bless you, everyone. Take care of yourselves. As the Lord wills, I will see you Thursday. As the Lord wills, I will see you Thursday the 24th, the year of our Lord, 2018, 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, USA. God bless you. Love on somebody. Tell them Jesus loves you.